Success, a deep dive with Todd Hartley on sales, marketing, and personal growth. Join us for this exclusive interview with Todd Hartley, the acclaimed author of Accelerating Yes and a visionary in sales, marketing, and digital strategies. In this insightful conversation, Todd shares his remarkable journey, invaluable wisdom, and infectious passion with those keen on self-improvement. Discover the transformative strategies that have propelled his clients to new heights and led to his prestigious roles. Today, be inspired and empowered by Todd Hartley's expertise, experience, and drive for excellence. Welcome to the Wellness Driven Life Show, where you're about to go on a wellness-driven ride. Let me share a little bit about the guests that we have here today. Todd, I am joined by the number one bestseller author and frequent speaker for Tony Robbins. Todd Hartley, the rock star of video marketing and sales optimization. I am so pleased to help welcome to our stage, Mr. Todd Hartley.
Oh my gosh, April, so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So we're going to have a great conversation about all of those said above. And let's just start by sharing with the audience a little bit more about you.
Well, let's see. I'm a serial entrepreneur. It's a little bit of a personal condition. I've got three businesses that I own and have launched and recently dropped a number one bestseller called Accelerating Yes. But what I really am is somebody that is just, I'm committed to adding value into the world. I want to help people get to the next level and win more. And it got started for me when I opened up a digital marketing agency in 2010. I was running digital before that at iHeartRadio for seven of their largest nationally syndicated talk shows. And I burned out on everybody's hot take about news and entertainment and politics and sports. And so I opened up a digital marketing agency and quickly started picking up Fortune 500 companies. And before I knew it, not only was I servicing their marketing needs, but I was also training their sales teams to close 75% more revenue. And it's just been a wild ride ever since.
So you really became passionate about working with others, leading others, training others, educating, once taught, twice learned, right? And became really passionate about that. So what are some of the things that you certainly saw as a transformation while doing so?
Well, I saw people win revenue on at a freakish level. And then I got to heal two things. You know, the companies that I've trained, just last year, they closed over $6 billion in sales. And what I really saw was a very human advancement in people's lives, because once they started closing more deals, the problems in the office changed and the interpersonal issues started to dissolve and people started celebrating more often with their family, which was part of the big promise that they envisioned when they started at that organization. And it reminded me a lot of being a kid growing up in the home of two entrepreneurs and watching them try to serve their clients with an open, loving heart. And yes, they had several wins along the way, but there sure were a lot of losses and a lot more apologies than celebrations. So for me, I get to heal that part. I get to help people win more often and celebrate with their family. And it's an incredible transformation to watch people go through it.
Well, that certainly is a beautiful thing. You know, the rising tide raises all ships, right? And so when we are doing well, we're accelerating in certain areas of life, it really trickles into every other aspect. And that personal piece of our life is massive. I mean, if we are not doing well and we're not healthy in those areas, then we can't be well and healthy in any other areas. Excuse me, we can't perform, right, to that extent. Now, you have been working alongside the great Tony Robbins. And so that is a super cool experience, I can only imagine. Of course, what are some of the things that you have gained and learned from that experience?
How much time do we have? Because this dude is legit. Like, I'm normally like, I'm backstage and I'm like, this guy's playing at another level. Because I'm a speaker. I've been speaking for maybe 15 or 20 years. I might do 115 appearances in a year. And nobody's like Tony Robbins. Like, he is handwriting himself. He's 45 years into being the greatest speaker of all time. He's 45 years into being the GOAT. And he puts in time that people that are 45 years into being the GOAT aren't doing. He's handwriting notes for himself and getting them out on stage so he can see them. It's like his last minute thoughts that he wants to make sure that he's prepared at a higher level. And for somebody like me, that's like committed to constant and never ending improvement, I watch him work and I am in awe, because I know that if you want to be the best, and I want to be the best, and I know people listening do, you have to be willing to constantly be innovating and growing and learning new things and holding yourself at the gold standard level. And I get to see that from him. And it is inspiring. Like, I could never even explain, because I leave and I'm like, I can't believe he's still doing this and doing it at such a beautiful, loving level.
Yeah. There's nothing like leading by example. And for such a great amount of time, I mean, many people wonder, how on earth does the man have the energy? And he wrote an entire book about that, Life Force, which is an incredible book. I remember when I picked it up, I couldn't put it down, so I just purchased the dang thing. And he has so much wisdom and advice, but he has led by being the example. He has given us all the showcase of what it is to really embody this essence of improvement. And so we talk a lot about self-improvement on the show. That's what Driven Living is about too. And it is that constant thing. It's a lifelong journey, life learners. And you have to continue in that consistent pattern. So Todd, I'm sure that there's been points in your life where you have felt drained, where you have felt like you didn't want to keep moving along with the train. What did you do in certain circumstances when to get you back motivated again?
Well, I grew up with a secret that I didn't share with anybody until I was about 35. Until my company hit the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in America, I kept this shame secret. And my family helped me keep it. Even when I was a talk show host on the radio, and even when I was at iHeart and my career was blowing up, I kept it a secret. I grew up struggling with attention disorders and learning disabilities and dyslexia, and could barely read or write. And I decided to strengthen my weaknesses and develop my strengths. And it might sound small or insignificant to people listening, but it's a daily commitment. And quickly, once I started developing my weaknesses, quickly I started rising inside of the business community. And before I knew it, my weaknesses were developed, my strengths were unstoppable, and my options and opportunities were endless. And that's the power. Like, so how do I keep myself motivated? Well, I have a vision of what I'm supposed to do here on earth, and I hold to that vision. And I believe I'm here to impact lives. Like, I saw it when I was 12 as a kid, listening to Tony's audio tapes in the back of my grandfather's car, sitting on the 405 freeway stuck in LA traffic. And I visualized myself every day from that point being on the biggest stage in the entire world and just blessing people and helping them get to the next level. I was a speaker at 12 without a topic. And somehow my marketing career took off and my sales and optimization took off and I was able to, do what I'm supposed to do here, but I'm just getting started because I'm in this constant evolution. And so I just encourage people that are listening, you will never get to see what you're really meant to be here on earth if you stop developing on a daily basis. And I'm not done. Like, I want to know what my biggest and highest and best use of the talents are that have been given to me. And the only way that I can experience that is if I continue to get up every day to fulfill that mission. So what is the next thing you need to work on? And how do you develop that talent so you could be unfriggin' stoppable?
I love that. So you have truly had a great experience growing up, it sounds like to me, having parents that were entrepreneurs, grandparents who were already, you know, these life learners. And so you grew up with these examples. And not only that, but you were putting manifestation at play by visualizing what you wanted. You knew what you wanted.
Yes.
That excited you. And so something else that you said, Todd, was that you developed and worked on the things that you weren't good at. And most people will shy away from that and they'll just go do something that they are better at, right? And so how has that taught you some of the lessons that's like, what's a good one example for that? Like eat the frog, you know, right. Doing the hard things first. And I mean, obviously it has taken you to monumental moments in life and continue to do so. And is that something that you really encourage others to do as well, to really go with those things that are difficult?
Yes. Tony always tells me comfort's the enemy of growth. And for people that are tuning in right now, please think about where you're comfortable, because a lot of people strive for comfort. I strive for growth. So whenever you get too comfortable, you stop learning and you stop evolving. And you know what else happens? Other people start catching up behind you. So what can you work on? Like, do you guys, I went to the first time I ever went to Tony's Business Mastery event. I'm a marketer. I'm a sales optimization nerd. Going and learning was humiliating because I already perceived myself as, you know, a superstar. And I got there and I started learning and I realized I was learning in areas that I was undeveloped in. And once I applied that, my career accelerated to a completely different level. So for everybody that's listening, you should do a quick audit. Like of yourself, and ask, where can you use more growth? Where are you not optimized? And maybe it's in your ability to respond in a peaceful and loving way when you get frustrated. Like maybe you just lash out at people, or maybe you're not optimized in your health, but you will never know what your real impact on other people's lives are going to be until you start optimizing yourself. So do an audit. And before you know it, you'll realize, oh, I could get help here. And every time you get help in an area, your life will start accelerating like never before, because now you've got new tools and new tricks and you stop stepping in problems and you start winning more often. Like if you're committed to winning in life, which doesn't mean somebody else loses. If you're committed to winning in life, you should be identifying the areas where you can level up. And you'll be so proud of yourself once you do that.
So frequently taking stock of where you're at and where you want to be, begin with
and what you're sweeping under the rug.
Yes, that's a great one. What are the things that you're not addressing, not really paying attention to, that you're afraid to look at, right? It's like looking in the mirror. So those are really great examples. We're going to move into our first commercial. And when we get back, Todd, let's continue this conversation.
Let's do it.
Stay tuned. Are you ready to take control of your ride to wellness? Rev up with Driven Livin'. Visit www.drivenlivin.com and buckle up for a journey. Get exclusive access to our Wellness Driven Life Show guest portal, where you can dive deep into the minds of our esteemed guests. Sign up for our newsletter and get insider scoops on these distinguished personalities. It's like having a backstage pass to their life-changing wisdom. But that's not all. You'll also receive a free hug. You heard me right, a free hug. An enlightening ebook from the Driven Living team. Discover the science-backed benefits of hugging yourself. It's a fill-up for your wellness tank. Because at Driven Living, we believe in fueling your journey to wellness, both physically and psychologically. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.drivenliving.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everyone, here with Todd Hartley. So, Todd, you live this extraordinary life. And so I would love to know, because you're on the Wellness Driven Life Show, what are some of the things that you do on a daily basis? You've been, you know, influenced by some of the greatest leaders in the world to really self-improvement. And but not only that, really taking care of yourself, because if we don't take care of the vessel, then we can't, you know, help or do anything, right? So what are some of the things that you do on a daily basis that help you improve yourself, your physical, mental well-being?
First thing, it's the progress that I need today really starts the night before, which means I need to shut down early enough to get the recovery so tomorrow can be a blessing. And that really starts the night before, and I start planning it out. But when I wake up in the morning, I don't negotiate with myself. I get up early, and while I'm having my tea in the morning, I'm thinking about this one concept, and it's the first act of the heart. And I get up early. I live in the mountains just north of Scottsdale, Arizona, in Carefree. And if you want to have outdoor activity in Arizona, you better get it done early, because it's going to get molten really soon. Yeah. So I think of the first act of the heart. The first act of April's heart is just like mine and just like yours. The first act is it pumps oxygen-depleted blood that just went through the system into the lungs and then back into the heart. That's the first action. What is my point? Your first action of your day, just like the first act of this Hartley, needs to be an act of loving self-kindness. You need to give to yourself, fuel and feed yourself before you serve other people. So I go on my hike. I have a 3-mile hike that I do up in the mountains north of Scottsdale. And while I'm on that hike, I'm preparing myself mentally for the meetings that I have and the clients that I want to bless. And I'm also thinking of what content I'm going to create that day that's going to help my followers. And as I'm on my hike and I've got my headphones in, people think, and I'm really in such a remote area that I don't really see people, but if people saw me, they would think I'm on the phone with somebody. But what I'm really doing with my headphones in is I'm working my material. Like, what piece of content am I going to do? Am I on stage today? What's that open going to be? And I'm preparing myself because I want to arrive and I want to be successful. And the only way to do that is to prepare yourself in advance. And every time you give to yourself first, you can then serve people on a completely different level.
Mm. I think that's incredible. I hear a lot of people say that that the way that we start our day really shows how we're going to be throughout the rest of the day. But you said you begin with the evening really in self-preparation. So I like that you have this cycling rotation of preparation. And, you know, of course, that daily movement of the body, the pumping of the heart. I love how you talk about the heart. It's in your name. And a lot of what we discuss, especially you know, moving forward with the Wellness Driven Life show is talking about spirituality and how that has a play in business, in everything. And I like to say that if you say you are not a spiritual being, it's like saying that you don't have skin. It's just an essence of who we are. We're energetic beings. So that said, Todd, what does that play a role? How does that play a role in your life, the spiritual aspect of oneself?
Yeah, business is a spiritual game. And I need as many blessings flowing my way so I can pass them on to other people. And I see that as my purpose, and I'm quite aware of it, and I nurture it and make sure that I get my moments throughout the day of prayer. And then one of the things that I think about often, and this is for people that might not be religious, is the power of intention. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who wrote the book, The Power of Intention, is a lost sage in our lives today. And I reflect back often on when my intentions are in the wrong place, my deals don't go through. Let me give you an example. If I sign a really big deal with somebody, like let's say I'm in the process of finalizing on a documentary right now. And if I sign a documentary, and this one's like a almost $2 million documentary deal, and I'm thinking about the money and what I'm going to spend, I've noticed that in every single deal when I was younger, like when I first opened my agency back in 2010, way, way back in the day, like when April was in high school or something, when I was doing deals and I was celebrating and thinking about what I was going to spend the money on, those deals collapsed and I was embarrassed. But when I align myself with Dr. Wayne Dyer's power of intention, and I align myself and my client on what our intentions are, and we stick to those intentions every single time, those projects are massively successful. So what is your intention? Is it to take advantage of somebody? Because you will reap what you sow. And if the intention is to help those people win and to be a blessing in their life, you'll reap that also.
Ah, that's really, really beautiful. The power of reciprocity. I always get that wrong. But yeah, that's a really beautiful way to say it, and how the deals work when you do that, and then they don't when you don't. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us. Todd, what are some of the things that you are most excited about? You do a lot. You're still speaking on stages, writing books, doing projects, documentaries, which I'm actually very excited to learn about if you have the opportunity and availability to share that with us. What are you most excited about? Not yet.
Can't talk about it yet. But, I'm entering this next phase in my career, and marketing and sales is exciting, and I love to serve companies. And some of my clients within 90 days of working with me are increasing 31% and generating $119 million in new deals. Like, I get to have huge impact on companies, and I friggin' love it. But I also love the relationship. You help somebody win on a freakish level, they become your BFF for life. And that's what I'm doing. Like, hey, quick litmus test for anybody out there. If you already said to yourself at some point, like when people talk about getting new friends, if you've already said to yourself, I've got enough friends, I don't need any more friends, you're missing the real big opportunity to impact lives and collect friends. You can never have too many friends. Creating friends is the ultimate survival instinct. And those will be the people that are in your corner for the rest of your life. Like, just get out there and start serving people and make friends. And you'll be surprised how quickly those friends go above and beyond and introduce you and refer you. Like, referrals are an unstoppable way to grow your business, because referrals, and most people think they're too cool for a referral or to ask, but referrals close in 30% of the time of a normal deal. You want faster revenue? Start developing a strategy to get more referrals in your life. And it's really the people you hit home runs for that'll go out and preach the good gospel about you, and you'll start closing deals at a frequent. I'm just excited about winning. And I think when you're excited about winning, you're excited about winning at home and in your relationship with your spouse and with your parents and with kids. And you want to take that into the office. And I, as you could probably tell, April, I'm an all in guy. I think people are either all in or they're not in. And if you're either all, if you're all in your relationship at home, it'll be amazing. And if you're half-assing it, it'll show. And the same is true with your clients and with your personal health and with your business. And there's really no option. If you expect to win, you've got to be all in.
Ah, that's awesome. Now, Todd, you've had a lot of incredible mentors in life, including the great Tony Robbins, but I'm curious, who also are some of your greatest inspirations in life?
Well, my grandfather, who I mentioned, referenced earlier, was an early pioneer of American metaphysics. And he was an early pioneer of hypnotherapy. And he worked with patients until 2 weeks before he died at 84. I'm super inspired by him. His gift was to help people. And he didn't take that gift lightly. So I always wonder, you know, as I'm working with people, I'm always wondering if they're taking their gifts for granted or if they're walking around and helping people with it. And the second person, because my grandfather's the one that led me to manifestation and visualization and the power of the mind and personal development. And that's such an incredible gift for any parent out there to be teaching that to children in their life. And the second person is Dr. Jay Harness, who's a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. And I happen to be on the foundation board, but Dr. Harness just recently won a lifetime contribution to the fight against cancer and had his whole family there. And he's a dear friend and we've adopted each other as family. And I got to fly across the country with him over the weekend. And I'll share something. I'm always asking him, I'm like, how do you get to be the best at anything in your industry? And he said, oh, that's easy. You have to, before every time, you have to go through every step, like every surgery, we go through every step, we double check, we triple check. And after every procedure, we then all regroup and we go through every step again for the central purpose of making sure that the next surgery doesn't have one of those mistakes or one of those opportunities where we could grow, we can learn from it right now so somebody isn't at risk. And what I loved about that is, like Tony being the greatest of all time, Dr. Harness isn't willing to be average and he commits himself and his team. And I find that to be addicting. Like, I want to surround myself with people that are willing to play at the next level. And that also means you have to be willing to distance yourself from people who aren't comfortable elevating their game because they got stuck in comfort, which is the enemy of their growth. You got to distance yourself from them.
You know, there's a sense of humility. You have to be open to, you know, people's opinions, to learning, to growing. You have to be open to, you know, falling down numerous times and getting back up and being okay with that. And I think that is a really key thing for, let's just say in entrepreneurism, you know, it's not for everyone because it's like that. It's a fire hose to the face. And you have to be okay with making mistakes because that's how it is. And so those are beautiful people who have really inspired you. Todd, you've been an incredible guest on the show. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience today?
Well, I'd love to give everybody a gift. And it's a gift to accelerate yes in their life. Like, yes is the most important answer in business. And we need more yeses. So in order to impact your life and get you more yeses so you could celebrate more often with your staff and with your family, I'd like to make my number one bestseller, which is a marketing and sales bestseller, both categories, available to everybody in your audience, April. And all you have to do, and I'll also throw in the audiobook, the ebook and the audiobook as my gift. And all you have to do is go to toddhartley.com/book. Simple enough, toddhartley.com/book. And you all get free access to it. And I'll teach you in 5 strategic areas across your business how to accelerate yes using video, and your business will never be the same.
You are so generous. sir.
I love it.
I love that.
You know, if you're addicted to winning, you're addicted to helping other people win.
Yes. Those are my favorite people. And I just said, yes, yes. You got to get used to saying that. I think that's something that Tony says too. You know, really, you know, elevating the way that you express yourself, you know, getting that yes momentum. And so that is so cool. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to make sure that that is in the description. So for those of you watching and have been viewing this, I've had his website displayed a few different times. We have the /book. So now I'm going to read it for those of you listening in. So www.toddhartley.com/book. And it is also going to be in the description below. And be sure to leave comments. We'll be sure to get back with you. And Todd, you know, has been such an honor to have you on the Wellness Driven Life Show. Thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. I'm honored. I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I encourage everybody to be thinking about the full wellness experience inside of their life, spiritual, relationships, work, health, fitness, nutrition. When you optimize all those areas in your life, though it might feel daunting just hearing about it, but once you do it, you'll be surprised at how well everything in your life falls into place.
It will naturally flow.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Yep. My pleasure.
And thank you so much for our audience. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. So thank you so much. Goodbye for now. And we will see y'all next time.